It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is your Daily Headlines podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com.
Fort Wright Police Department has been approved to purchase the solar-powered speed radar signs for installation around the city. These will replace some of the current battery-powered speed radar signs. The device aims to alert drivers to their speed and collect traffic data for the city. The city of Fort Wright has been using speed radar signs to assess and mitigate traffic issues. Traffic-related complaints from concerned citizens have increased in the past couple of months. Studies from the Federal Highway Administration provide evidence that these signs are effective in decreasing speeding. The current battery-powered speed radar signs are valuable to the city's goals, but are nearing their end of their usefulness. The police department compiled a plan to purchase a solar-powered speed trailer and some solar-powered speed radar signs. The speed trailer will be easier to move around the city, and the speed signs will be semi-permanent. Additionally, solar-powered devices require a more extensive installation process. As a result, they will remain in one spot for a longer amount of time than battery-powered ones. This eliminates some of the transportation-related wear and tear. In total, these devices will cost $11,471. The city did not initially budget for this expense, so they will use part of the money received from the American Rescue Plan Act to fund the purchase. Mayor Dave Hatter said this falls within the scope of those funds' purpose. Fort Wright considers these devices beneficial not only because they curb speeding, but also because they collect data on specific traffic where stationed. The police department then plans to present that data to council. This will inform their decision on speed limits, stop signs, and other traffic mitigation measures. This will provide an informed perspective on Fort Wright's current traffic issues and speeding concerns. Fort Wright Council unanimously approved this purchase of the solar-powered speed radar signs. The next step is ordering these devices and having them in place by summer. Discussion among Covington City Commissioners at Tuesday night's caucus meeting indicated the commission will consider reforms to the public comment procedures at the commission's legislative meetings, which occur every other Tuesday. No official action was taken at the meeting, but the topic was added to the agenda for the next caucus meeting, which will occur on the evening of Tuesday, April 16th. The discussion occurred in the shadow of a recent attempt by some Covington residents to convince the commission to pass a resolution supporting a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, which at times led to tense exchanges between the commissioners and speakers. Mayor Joe Meyer proposed the changes as an addition to the caucus meeting's agenda. The topic did not appear on the meeting's original agenda. Meyer said that even though many of the measures were expected of public commenters in the past, the new measures would be formalized in writing. The following measures were included among proposed changes. Public commenters must wait to be addressed before speaking. Commenters must obey the directions of the meeting chair about when and how long they are allowed to speak. Everyone must respect everyone in attendance, whether they agree or disagree with speakers' comments. Speakers cannot make personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks to any of the members of the commission, city staff, or member of the public in attendance. Speakers cannot verbally or physically threaten, intimidate, or bully members of the commission, city staff, or members of the public in attendance. Speakers cannot use hateful epithets or demeaning language based on a person's race, religion, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or disability. Audience members would not be allowed to applaud, cheer, boo, jeer, shout, or heckle. Speakers may not attack or question the motives of others at the meeting. The meeting's chair would have the formal authority to instruct police to escort someone from the commission chambers if they are being disruptive. The meeting's chair would have formal authority to prohibit signs, banners, and other prompts in the commission's chambers. The meeting's chair would have formal authority to mandate groups of speakers who share the same point of view to choose a spokesperson who will speak on their behalf, rather than allowing multiple speakers to speak on the same topic. That's going to do it here for Friday, April 5th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you on Monday.